Welcome to this Control Risks podcast. I'm Casper Layton, and with me is Stephen Kuo, who's the Control Risks Southern Africa analyst based in Johannesburg. Stephen, China has played a major role in Africa's economy over the past decade. Now that the growth in China's GDP is slowing, how is this affecting the continent's prospects?
Thank you very much, Casper. So the Chinese boom over the last 15 years or so has been very beneficial to African economies, particularly those countries with significant mineral wealth. These mineral wealth has been shipped back to China and fueled the boom in the Chinese economy. So as the Chinese economy rebalances, it no longer provides the same demand for African minerals and resources, for iron ore, for copper, for coal. So for those African countries that has been supplying these commodities, those countries' economy are struggling a little bit. Specifically, countries like Nigeria and Angola, which are oil-producing countries, both of them have announced budget cuts. And for these countries that have patrimonial networks, that is, fueled by the oil money, this could have implications for regime security. But that said, most African countries are not mineral rich or oil rich, and we are still expecting over 5% growth right across the African continent. So I think the significance here is the rebalancing of the Chinese economy, and they are also winners. As oil price goes down, of course, the most consumers and most African economies is not oil producing. They enjoy easier time. And looking further into the future, the shift in the Chinese economy away from the traditional heavy industries and export-driven manufacturing has positives for African economy as well. Chinese firms are looking outside of China for investment opportunities where they can access cheaper labor for manufacturing, where they can get higher returns on infrastructure development and construction than is available at home. And we can expect this trend of looking for opportunities from China to continue into the future.
So how is this Chinese experience in developing infrastructure being applied in Africa?
Well, as you know, there is a major infrastructure deficit on the African continent. African countries need power, needs roads, bridges, hospitals, schools, you name it. And Chinese companies are very, very good at building infrastructure cheaply and efficiently. Of course, Chinese companies struggle and that they face the same kinds of risks or other companies, if the investors coming to Africa face. Let me give an example. For example, in South Africa, Chinese companies have to adhere to South African labor laws, and this restricts the number of Chinese laborers they are able to bring to South Africa. Chinese companies also have to adhere to South Africa's Black economic empowerment regulations, and this also impacts on Chinese investors' need to adhere to regulations there. So in a way, Chinese investors are no different from investors from anywhere else in the world. They have to come to terms with a host of political integrity, kidnap risks, just as any other investor has to face coming into Africa. So I think generally, Chinese manufacturers are setting up shop in South Africa, in Nigeria, in Ethiopia, and right across Africa. And they are bringing Chinese capital and skills, which will be beneficial to the African economy.
So it's fair to say that the slowdown in the Chinese economy is not all doom and gloom for Africa.
Yes, precisely. Let me give you another example. It was recently announced that Shanghai Zhenda, a Shanghai-based property developer, is going to invest over the next 15 years, $7.8 billion in Eastern Johannesburg in Modderfontein. And if this is fully realized over the next 15 years, it will overtake the previous record, which was the purchase by the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China of 20% of the Standard Bank of South Africa back in 2007. So as Chinese economy rebalances, as the real estate market in China changes, real estate companies are looking all over the world for investment opportunities and for better returns. And Africa is very well placed to receive this windfall from a China that is shifting gear. China is currently in the process of becoming the largest originator of foreign direct investment. So there's a very good chance that Africa can take advantage of China as it begins to expand worldwide and invest its capital worldwide.
Stephen Kuo, Control Risk Southern Africa Analyst, thank you very much.
Thank you.